Alrighty, y'all, come on in the room. I heard him say, come on in the room. Happy Murder Day. Happy Murder Day to you. I want to say Happy Mother Day to you. Happy Mother Day. Happy Mother Day. Happy Mother Day to you and many more. So this is all to all the mothers, all the fathers that have stepped in being the mothers, all the trans that have been from the father to the mother. This is all to you. So we're going to be here celebrating, have a good time tonight. So, we're going to do our thing tonight, but we're also going to be sharing fond memories of our mothers with y'all tonight. So a little bit unexpected, something a little different, and I'm just winging it right now. So we're going to get right on into the show, y'all. I hope y'all have come on in the room. I heard them say, come on in the room. Because we finna pay a bill and get the show started too. I know we run a little bit late, y'all, but y'all have to forgive me because it was out and about with my mother today, my aka my twin, and us was cutting up and we were sitting and we was trying to be all bougie like and everything. So if you are listening to this on Anchor, girl, y'all need to come on over to jasminedivine.com on YouTube. That's JazminedDivine. You can look me up there on all social media platforms as well. So it's all my special guests that are coming in this evening. If you want to be that creator, create with what? Anchor.com. All right, then. Show hostess with the mostest. Come on in, girl. Hey. Girl, no microphone, no sound. You got your overhead microphone on, girl?
All right, girl, I had to turn my shit back on. Because I was in here saying some stuff that I ain't want to be heard across the nations and the lands. Girl, I just got here too. So I'm so sorry about it. I was at my mama's house. So happy
Girl.
Mammy's Day to everybody. Happy
Happy
Mammy's
who?
Day. Happy Mammy's
Yes. Come on, Happy Mammy's
Day. I was
Day.
at my mama's house. I was helping my niece with her homework. I was trying to say Happy Mother's Day to everybody. It started storming really bad over here. So there were a few people that I said I was going to call on my way home. I have not called because, girl, it was storming so bad, I didn't want any distractions. So I'm here for all the mammies, and I'm eating. And my mama told me to tell y'all happy. She told me to not say Happy Mammy's Day, but that's what I'm saying. Happy Mammy's Day to all y'all. So, yeah, girl.
Well, all the way from the ATL show that comes on, we have the one and only Tayama. What's up, sweetheart?
Hey, everybody.
Happy Mammy's Day to y'all.
She said Happy Mammy's Day, not
Right.
Mammy's. She said, girl, I am sick of sitting here in this room. I'm ready to get up and be free.
Baby, she said she was ready to evict her baby.
She like that song. What's that old school song? I just want to be free. Free. So we're going to start the show off a little bit different tonight, y'all. You know, we normally go through with the old nasty inspirational. We're going to get to an inspirational. But before we jump into an inspirational, Savon, I want you to think way long back and all that kind of good stuff and just go through all your file cabinets of memories with your mother. What is one of those memories that stick out with you, good, bad, or differ, with your mom that you just would like to share with us this evening?
When I got my ass beat for hiding my report card in third grade and lying to her and the teacher. When I tell you I was walking down that hill and I saw her peep around that corner like, where this motherfucker at?
You knew
I
it was over.
Wait, because it was a week long. I was telling her and the teacher a big fat ass lie and I was going to get my ass whooped. That was the most memorable moment because, honey, I ran away from home. But we'll leave the rest of this story for another time.
All righty then. Well, speaking of whooping your ass, don't forget to go out and check out the Kicking It With Lyric official. That show right there, baby. It will get you, your mama, and your cousin too right on together.
What is this?
All right, then. Say, I'm going to give you the room, too. Do you have one of them stories that you would like to share about you and your mother?
I'm going to still think I'm her personal baby doll.
You've
got to take like, growing up, I always remember my mom would match us like twins. She even like to do that now to this day.
Really?
My mama is crazy.
Don't say she's crazy. She's just nostalgic.
Come on, nostalgic.
Tony never tell you, we go stick with crazy.
No.
My mama gotta be crazy, Tiama. Now look, remember, you about to come a mama again. Your baby gonna think you crazy too.
Yeah, I am somewhat.
Oh,
she said, I'm admit to it right now.
Okay.
Ain't gonna be no aha moments. I know what I am.
Well.
Certified
freak. 7 days a week.
Oh.
Speaking of certified freaks, 7 days a week. Here you go.
You crazy, Jasmine.
Oh, we ain't got no sound. What is going on? Why we ain't got no sound? Oh, nah. StreamYard finna piss me off for real, for real.
What was Let she scrambling? See. Was she scrambling ovaries in that girl?
Why we ain't got no sound? Why is StreamYard trying me this evening? Let me see if my other video gonna work. Hold on.
Is our God sing me how is our God see how great is our God. Oh, how great is our God. See with me how great is our God.
Yes. I'm over here in between Macy's, K's Jewelers, and the food court. Yeah, they just loud. Girl, I was trying to get my ring clean, and they just came with all this foolishness. I can't even talk to the salesman because they over here singing "How Great Is Thy God," like this is church. Like, didn't nobody ask them coming with all that goddamn noise, girl? Like, so can you please hurry up and get the popo over here to listen? Leave y'all guns at home. We don't want nobody hurt. We just need to be, I didn't come here for that, girl. All right, yes. Yeah, I'm still over here by K's. All right. How great. Yes. And when the police show up, who called the police? Why they bothering these people? You saw Karen with her camera. Ooh, I'm gonna tell it. This is what they doing. No, I'm joking. Let me stop, y'all.
You special for real. I don't know what's in that spaghetti or fettuccine that you eating, but she's special for real this evening.
Girl, let me tell you something. I am hyped up. Yes, God.
Yeah.
Happy. It's the Mammy's Day for me.
It's the Mammy Day special for me.
Y'all, it's so crazy.
So you really had to call the popo.
Where there's one or two gathered together, there shall be. No, I'm joking.
Be one Karen among you.
They just scared me. You know, I was minding all my business. He came up saying it by himself, and I was like, Lord Jesus, there go George. George is he just always doing. And everybody else came. I said, oh, he done brought everybody down here today. And it was cute for a moment, but then after that first minute, I'm like, I can't hear you, and I got to get back to work. And they mess with my transaction now, you know. So I just had to call the folks. I hope they have a good day, though.
Yes. Oh. You want them to be blessed and highly flavored.
Blessed and highly flavored.
Yes. My God, and today. So you was at Mama's house doing what?
Celebrating her as my mother, but then also helping my niece with her homework.
Did she work your nerves today? Sound like she worked your nerves.
You know, I have a little clip. We act a fool. So while we doing her homework, we acting like we're acting out scenes. So, you know, with the word sentences, you know, Joe was like, oh my God. And she was like, Peggy. And so that's what we do. And she really gets into it. So I'm really getting her prepped. I'm really getting her prepped to be A, as theatrical and dramatic as myself, and then B, to be ready for the arts, because she's going to achieve greatness. She's going to achieve the greatness at ages that I haven't. So that's what we're doing. We're just getting her ready.
So Pam had 3 potato chips.
Oh, so let's talk about that. A client, so I was helping. She dropped by the shop on Wednesday to get help with her math. And so everyone knows how animated I am. So I try to be very cognizant of my tone. And when she, I was like, so Johnny got 3 apples. He ate 2. How many apples does Johnny have left? And in my head, I wasn't sounding like, I was like, you know, Johnny's got 3 apples. He ate 2. So he ate, you know, how many apples does Johnny have? And my niece was like, oh my God, oh. And so my client was like, well, you probably should like lower your tone a little bit, because when you don't understand something, what you don't need is someone yelling at you in that moment where you always. I said, I wasn't yelling. She was like, if Johnny had 3 apples. I said, girl, I didn't say it like that. She said, yes, you did. So then I always, Pooh actually told me that. That was Pooh that was there that night. And so she was like, okay, I'm just giving you some feedback. I said, okay, now I always listen when people tell me something. I may not agree in that moment, but there's something you can learn out of it. So then I called my niece and I was like, niece, I said, so did you feel like I was, you know, like angry or upset? She was like, no. I said, okay, I just want to make sure you're good, because I don't want you to feel like, you know, I don't want you to feel like you're being attacked when you're trying to learn. She's like, no, TT. And then Pooh said, well, I thought she would lie to you on the phone. And I was like, oh! So on the way home, Mama called and said, Well, she didn't say that you, you know, were you were angry, but you were just a little loud.
So she didn't want to tell you, but she told mama. She told Nana.
Okay. I said, thank you for giving me that message. So now I make sure I'm aware, because I don't want to feel like I'm a I remember what that feels like, but I'm like, girl, you know, if he had three apples, girl, he ate two. How many apples does he have left? But so I'm like, let me chill out.
If Johnny had five worms and fish with three, how many does he have left?
Girl, it was Pooh for me, because Pooh was like, no, you was like, if Johnny had five apples, three apples, and he ate two. I was like, no. She's like, yes, it was. I was scared to answer. I was like, okay. So anyway.
So, you know, you've got to take and bring it down just a little bit.
I have to bring it, like TT said, you got to bring it down a few notches. Okay, girl.
Right, wow. Right, right. Well, speaking of bringing it down a few notches, let me see, where am I going to go at with this?
We got to make this quick, okay? Mr. Clark, you talk entirely too damn much. Can you please hurry up and take your damn pants off? Baby, relax, relax. I already took my pants off and my depends, babe. You know? Damn. Just slide my depends to the side, Mr. Clark. Slide it to the side. Is that it? No, that ain't it, Mr. Clark. That ain't it.
That's
not it, Mr. Clark. That's not it.
Okay, okay. Is that it?
I don't know what that is.
What you mean you don't know what that is?
Hey, I don't know what it is, Mr. Clark.
Yes, man.
Was that a mathematical problem they was trying to solve? Because baby, she said push my depends over to the side.
To the side. Not take it down, not take it off. To the side. To the left, to the left. You never know what you're gonna get with me.
Wasn't expecting that.
Oh, now I want to know what Mr. Clark was in. Mr. Clark, where was you at? What crevice did you see through?
Baby, or was it inside of the depends and it was the frosted little stuff?
It was the moist part of the...
He was in some, but it wasn't what he was wanting to. He was definitely in some Picasso.
When she said move the pen over, all I thought was, girl, you was pissing down there. You know, girl.
Did you take yours off? I already got mine off.
He probably pulled his off. He probably took his whole depend off. Oh, that was too much. I see so tonight good. It's going to be one of those nights where your phone is going to have to be snatched.
Zalyn already told me to give my phone. We're going to try to run on and see Jesus together. Well, speaking of running on.
I give you 4 days off. I'm not doing it. No. Well, ask Keisha then, Trace. I'm not going to ask Keisha. Keisha not going to do it either. Y'all find somebody else. Y'all always trying to pull me or Keisha up there to help. No. We need help. Send somebody down here. Y'all love trying to take me from my unit to go help somebody else on their unit when we don't get nobody to help us on our own unit. That's crazy. You don't think that's crazy, nurse?
No, I don't think it's crazy, actually.
But there's something wrong with your ass, too. Tracy, your ass crazy, and you're not going to talk to me like you crazy.
Who, nurse, who are you talking to?
First of all, it's the units for me.
That rainbow one got all my attention.
I feel so sorry. For those who are watching the podcast, make sure at this very moment you pause your podcast and head over to youtube.com/JasmineDivine so that you can see the actual visual content that's related to that last number.
Yes, because it's something serious. It is something serious.
It's the rainbow.
For me. Yes, it's the rainbow for me also. But, you know, sometimes you have to get your bosses set, you know, and sometimes they don't want to understand that you just not with that foolishness. So, no, we ain't got help down here, and I'm not going to go up there to help them hoes either.
And that's how it usually is. It's always you, the help, who needs the help, that's always asking to help, but they don't ever give you no help.
And then they sitting up in the darn cushion behind office and ain't nothing wrong with them. Just sitting
and
up
the
in
boss's
office.
Unit was all messed up. She her should have been freshly pressed and curled because
it baby, been what? Freshly?
Freshly pressed and curled. It was a knot on one side that gave you asymmetrical tees, but I don't think it was meant to be asymmetrical. I think it was one of those trifling asymmetrical like teases where I didn't comb this side and it's just stuck here, so we just gonna leave it alone. Mm-hmm. And we gonna talk to you and go to work and act like you don't see this big ass knot right here in your face just staring at me. People actually come to work that way, and you be like, you don't see that big ass knot right there in your hair in the front, girl? Like, you don't see that?
You be wanting to get fresh and brush it for them.
Girl, first of all, you are depending on folks' kindness a little too much. Because if they said something to you, it's unprofessional. No, baby, I'm trying to help you achieve greatness. And that wig right now is keeping you a few steps away, a lot of steps away from that greatness. You are not achieving your personal best today. Please take the wig off. You should have just came in here with a scarf on, girl. I would have given you more respect with that, girl. You didn't even try.
Did you say a scarf?
A scarf. A nice professional scarf, girl. Give us a little nice rap, girl. A nice professional rap, girl. Go into your ancestor oats and pull out a good old Mdamdu rap or something, girl. And just don't come in here with that nap of filet right here. Just that filet o' nap. Just sitting right here.
Filet
o' nap. The filet o' nap. And it's Tayama, am I lying? It's like as soon as they come up, your eyes go. You ain't even looking at them no more. And they can see you looking at their hair. They know.
Speaking of looking at people's hair and discovering something different and new, I'm going to do a nasty old good old unboxing just for y'all.
Hey, guys. I'm back with another review today. This is my little boy. I just got him about 2 months ago. Good quality hair. The cheeks are very chunky and very kissable. He does this little cute little thing when he poke out his lip like this. Makes you want to kiss him even more. The clothes, I got it for around 20, 30 bucks. You can get clothes from anywhere, diapers as well. Overall, he's a pretty good baby until he's hungry. He's go crazy. But I recommend babies for any family, for starting families. If you already have a family, I recommend more babies. You know what I'm saying? You can get them from around, you know, 3 grown-up transactions a day, if you know what I mean. It only takes one transaction. One grown-up transaction can get you a baby. Would I have more? I don't know, but I have.
It's the baby review for me. He did a complete baby. He said I done had him for about 2 months now.
Probably trying to figure out how to send it back.
Amazon gives three you 90
adult
days.
Three adult transactions.
I'm giving a mid 90 day review. I'll come back in a few years and give you guys an update.
He said it was the 3 adult transactions.
Adult transactions.
That's a new way of saying That's a new way of saying
Baby,
we're gonna say adult transactions.
The way he held that baby up and that baby was looking exactly how he said he makes these little faces, and he was looking like hell no.
Yo, what's going on with your camera, Savon?
It said hell no. The camera is mad at me for talking about its unit. Girl, your unit was messed up. Don't give me shade by blurring me out because your hair ugly.
Oh,
wow.
Girl, well, that's what it did.
Speaking of ugly and bad units, child, take a look at this.
So for those who could not interpret what that sound was via the podcast. Allow me to help you out. It was a tool that was created by lazy ass people to put your socks on. It was then followed by a corrective action video that showed you how to put your socks on manually. However, he forgot he had a hole in his sock and his big toe was coming out. So that's what you missed. Head on over to youtube.com/Jasmine Divine to see the visuals.
Baby, when I tell you he takes me out, I can sit and watch his stuff all day long. He takes me out because he just be ashy from like look like the neck down. He just be ashy and just goes.
Did you call that man ashy?
Period.
It's the fact that he takes videos. It's the fact that he takes videos of people creating these dramatic, drastic, they call quick, helpful tools to do some of the most basic shit.
Period.
Like, period. This guy went and made, like, this huge attachment to a cup to drink out of, and he just pulled a cup out with a handle on it, poured it in, and he was just like, drink. You don't have to go in there and super glue and hot glue shit. You have a cup in the cupboard, I'm sure, with a handle, and just drink. Or take your hand, grab the cup, and just drink.
Did you see when he had took the cord? The guy had took and smashed the handle of the coffee cup because the cord got caught up in there. And he took and unplugged it from the brick, pulled the cord out, connected it back up, and then drunk from the drink. Then he said,
"I love the fact that he does that. It's the creativity of people out here who are just doing things." And I'm just like, it's so that right there. Really, if you think about it, it's the shit that we think anyway. Right. We see some stuff like that. We're like, girl, just put your damn shoes on. Why did you have to make this? It took you more time to make this contraption than it would have for you to pick up that sock and roll it upon those crusty feet. That's it.
You said upon?
Upon. Roll it upon those non-moisturized, full of ash, crust, and debris feet.
Well, yeah. Sometimes you just want to take a stop sign and just take and smack them over the head. Like this. If y'all really want to see that visual right there, baby, it was gonna take you completely out. It's the stop sign for me.
It was the audio. It's Tama. When you have your baby, I will be expecting a 2-month review.
Yes.
With pics, links on where we can find things as well. I would like to make sure that the baby genius is also full of paparazzi, you know, accoutrements and designs to fulfill their fashions. I expect all of the shenanigans. I just want you to know in advance. So once you're well from giving birth and healing, I expect all of the
shenanigans.
All I expect is to hit that ground running after them coins.
She said, can we have baby paparazzi? Like, can we have like a little segment like baby paparazzi?
I think that'll be cute.
Like, that's a thing. Let's
that's
you know what I'm saying.
I shimmer bright line on paparazzi for the kids. I don't care the kids though.
Well, you finna have one, girl. make some money with it is what I'm trying to say, girl.
Period. That's why I needed a girl, but they gave me a boy.
She said they gave me a boy.
Well, like, they don't have no Rough Rider stones.
they don't have nothing for the little boys. It's all for the little girls.
Damn. Well. There you go. This is your opportunity to create a baby boys line.
Girl, when I first seen your shirt, when you had went back, I thought that was Eeyore. I really did. I thought that was Eeyore when you had first went back. Girl, here you go. Let me cool you down a little bit. Here you go.
Your peace you give me in time.
Stop.
the strength of my life.
And
I lift my hands in total praise to you.
Hallelujah.
When I tell you that backup, the backup, they are the same backup from our boo.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. The one in the middle makes me think of Aretha Franklin. He gives me Aretha Franklin when he, the way he was sitting there with his legs crossed and his hands on his knee. Did you not think Aretha? He was just like, bitch. Oh. He was like, bitch. It's me.
Big Riri.
I felt like he was thinking, it's me for me. It's
but period.
Look, but
does he do that on the other one too?
Play it again and watch him and then go back and play the other one, honey. He just knows. And I'm not mad at him because I think he the shit too. And I have not heard him singularly, but he makes me get you the shit. Like, he's making me thinking it because he was just like,
well, let's watch that again.
Effortless.
Let's see that.
Peace you give me.
Hand on knee.
In time of the storm.
Watch this.
You are.
Look at him.
Aretha. The source of my strength.
Oh, you are.
You are.
The strength.
The
girl, I wanted to hear one of Aretha's
baby
tattoos too, baby.
Baby, listen, I want to hear the whole man. Like, I
was ready
all of
for
that.
It too. I was ready for it. So let's see if he looks the same way in this one. Over the Moon.
I sit by myself.
Hand is already on me.
Talking to the moon.
Aretha.
Did you see that shoulder cock back?
Trying to get to you.
Look.
You know what?
We some catty hoes in any crowd.
You know what?
Me?
We some catty hoes because ain't nobody else noticed that but you.
I noticed everything. And baby, it wasn't shade, bitch. I said you better.
I mean, he tilted back with that, baby. He tilted
every
back.
Time he does the whole.
He tilted it back, baby.
I am. It's the me for me.
It's the That's me for me. It's the me for me.
I'm not mad at you. I want to know who you are.
Yes. We got to figure out who you are.
I need somebody to find him.
Speaking of the courage to finding different things. Well, when y'all are out and about and partying on your birthday, please, y'all. Hold on. Saturday, babe.
Hello, I'm taking Jasmine's phone at the end of the show.
I'm taking it. We're gonna give you a good old flip phone. That has no access to any social medias, girl. None. You can dial 911 and that's it.
You're gonna get a Virgin mobile phone like I had Ooh. When I was in eighth grade, girl.
Well, I know how to work a Virgin mobile.
You gave them a Virgin mobile. See, I was thinking that one from Walmart. What is it called?
Consumer Cellular.
It's something else. It's one of their prepaid phones.
Consumer Cellular.
Collect something, honey. I was gonna give you that one. Give you a good old burner.
We know nothing about burner phones over here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What does that Hold technology on. Even mean?
Right, what is that? I don't know. They call it. So I heard that from somebody.
Alexa, play.
To find with a burner phone.
You dropped the bomb on me.
Burner.
You dropped the bomb on me. But don't get too turned up, y'all, whenever y'all are out and about, because shit happens.
I out the way. I'm gonna show you how to turn up on your motherfucking birthday, bitch. Woo! God damn, I just got an accident and I gotta keep going. So I'm gonna call y'all a fuck back. I got to go. I got to go.
Bitch! Oh, I'm so mad at you for having that video. Hole. I had that in my arsenal, bitch. I was going, I had a little sick when I, oh, you got it. I can't use it now. Yes, congratulations. Bitch, when I tell you she was like, on her birthday, bitch, and she hit that car, she said, oh, I gotta go because I'm not gonna stop. I said, oh.
Period. That's, yeah. Going. That's the part, that's the one I wanted, but I just couldn't find that one.
What? The original one where it didn't have all the words on it?
Uh-huh. She was turned up and everything.
I've got that one, yeah. I need to see if I can send it over to you, honey.
It's okay.
Oh, I'm dead. Okay. She has more. In other words, I don't need your little... I got my own shit.
Whatever, great. Girl. Whatever. Speaking of your own shit, girl.
Speaking.
Rats can get into anything. But you know what? Before we get into rats, we're going to take a word from one of our sponsors. Don't forget to go out and support Zylan Artists.
Why, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Girl,
that's not what I meant. I was talking about this. Because she was about to go and be messy. That's not what I meant. So you all can go out and find my up and coming, my one and only, my
look
artist.
At the chat,
I know, that's all it.
My like, artist, girl, the one and only, gonna do? Zylan Artist, which is spelled Zylentart. R-T-I-Z-T. Zyla does really reaction videos to different music videos and everything on Tuesdays and Fridays. Yay. Guaranteed at least two a week. A lot of times it's like four that's released. So y'all go out there and y'all support. Don't forget to go and support the ATL show. The ATL show is every Tuesday and Friday, correct?
Yes.
Featuring Anthony Brown. Which is the A in the ATL show, Legacy the Great, and Tayama Sweetness. She comes through and she keeps the boys in check, babe, because they need somebody over there
and
to keep the boys in check.
Savage too
now. Oh, and a new addition to the cast is the one and only T Savage. So y'all, let's go out and support. All birthdays, y'all. We love y'all. And don't forget to go out and support, and we love y'all birthday peoples.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Giving up is not an option. Happy birthday.
Amen. Well, speaking of what, rats. Oh, don't let them get into your cooking, because you know some of y'all cooking be cooking in nasty houses and stuff, and then y'all want to offer somebody something to drink.
So they're building a house next to us, and I guess when they cleared the field, all the mice and rats scattered, and one of them ended up in our freaking oven. And so I turned it on 450 degrees for 45 minutes, and now our whole house stinks like rat. Burnt rat. I'm hoping dead burnt rat. It's dead. Ah!
Bitch.
Girl, that rat was one of those damn magic trick ass bitches.
First of all, we can tell that your stove ain't never been used. It was clean as it was.
Right.
Goddamn Sears flow. Sears, that was a demo model, girl.
I knew once he started the video that he was lying, girl, because how he was speaking, girl. If you had a goddamn rat in your goddamn stove, bitch, you would have been a lot more frantic and a lot more disgusted.
Trying to figure out how did he get in there without that metal.
How did the rat get in exactly? Unless you had holes in your cabinet. See, the real read was to yourself.
The girls don't know that though, auntie. They don't know that.
But why? I'm so fucked up this. I just spilled my drink all over me.
Girl, I jumped when that bitch hopped out. Like, hold on.
Look, I said, motherfucking bitch, I just spilled my drink all over me. I'm sorry.
That's a damn thing.
I was just, you know.
That's why I said I'm taking her phone. That's what y'all don't be supporting my ass by taking her phone, girl. Y'all keep encouraging her.
We are going to call the folks on her next.
Speaking of supporting, don't forget to go out and support. Let's see. What are we gonna go back next? We're gonna go to Hot Girl Summer. Y'all want to go to Hot Girl Summer?
I'm scared already, girl. I'll just go to it.
Here you go.
Up front and up blunt. This new Hot Girl Summer shit that y'all keep bragging about is getting out of hand. Tell me why my mama just installed a pool in her backyard. Thomas, I don't want to catch none of you and your friends in. That's for the hotties. The hotties? I know you ain't talking about Barbara, Cheryl, and Pam. They ain't nobody hotties. Can I keep it real? I'm gonna keep it real. After a certain age, it ain't even called a Hot Girl Summer no more. It's called a Humid Lady Season. Y'all a fucking lady. You ain't no girl. And that ain't the part that behooved me. What behooved me was, my mama had the nerve to tell me she was gonna get some young men to feed them grapes by the pool. It ain't even grape season. I hope you give y'all asses raisins, cause you're old. A Hot Girl Summer. Ain't y'all been having a Hot Girl Summer for the last 6 years? It's called menopause. That's not Hot Girl Summer. That's Hot Flash Summer. She had the nerve to tell me I'm just hating. I'm not hating. I'm helping. Our neighbors gotta see that shit. You, Barbara and Cheryl in the pool looking like SWV. Sisters without vision. Cause even a blind man can see that shit ain't gonna work. But I ain't gonna lie. I do wanna go swimming now.
What he said? SWV.
He just waited. He said
you have already had a hot summer, a hot girl summer. It's called menopause.
Why is his mama like that?
His mama gonna beat his ass when he go to sleep.
I'm trying to figure out why.
You better not bring your black ass over here in my damn pool too. Is what
right?
She
and don't ask me for nothing to eat neither.
I mean, he read her for Filth, her, Shirley, and Barbara. He read and all Barbara. Three of them.
Right.
For
read all of them. It was the part when they said the grapes, and he said, you might as well eat raisins.
Oh, Jesus.
He said,
Jesus.
It ain't even grape season. Is there a season for grapes?
There is.
Yes.
Teach me, honey.
Well, you know you're coming in the mango season.
Oh,
am
yeah.
I?
Yes.
Is there a calendar that have this on here, girl? Because I can't remember all this shit.
It's
girl.
A farmer's almanac.
I'm just a Floridian.
I'm an Ashwini girl. We only know when watermelons come in the city.
Speaking of watermelons.
Phone. Who is this? Contact. Don't exist. Need a ride. Call your bitch. Gas way too expensive. No more benefits. Pop up is this. Hands tied. No grip. I ain't got the room for extra baggage. Don't forget to come and pick up your feelings.
Why does he look like he was giving us the whole, Silhouette Challenge, and he forgot
that's my song. Girl, he has red light specials.
But let me just tell you though, like his voice, it's amazing. I knew when you showed him, I was like,
oh goodness, lyric. No,
what my siblings say?
That man makes me want to drop my drawers.
Oh, Lord.
You know what, though?
So,
is it me? When he finally never really answered his question about his sexuality, it's like people start fading him back into the back because he was on everything. I was seeing him do everything. And then once that topic came up, it was like he's still here, but it's like they threw him in a closet or something. I don't see him. I'm not seeing him suggested to me as much. It's like, or is it just me? Maybe it's just me.
It's not. It's the truth. That's how it always happens.
It's the truth.
There's a lot of people that should be higher than they are, girl, but they're not. But again, like we always say, it's on God's time and not ours.
Right.
I'm respectfully saying, God, can you please quit making our time be put in reverse when we come out and show our true selves, though? Because I don't believe that's on your
right, time. I don't believe that.
We was just talking about that because, not to switch lanes, but Billy Porter, how I had seen some older videos that he had done back in the day when he was winning the Tony Awards and all the other stuff, and this masculine facade he was giving, girl. I said, are you in the car kissing on who? Girl. And how he was giving you all this man. And I was like, girl, all this woman that I see exude out of you, every time you open up your mouth, girl, the coin purse fall out. How did you keep all that in? But it made me understand him today. You know what I'm saying? Because I was telling somebody, I would love to see him play in a role where he's not an effeminate gay, blah, blah, blah. And then when Puffy Cat, Fat Cat is who I was talking to, when he was like, girl, look at his whole life in his 20s when he was doing his music, he was playing that role. I said, bitch, let me shut the fuck up. You absolutely right. When he was having to hide his authentic self.
Yep. A lyric said that he was almost blacklisted.
He wasn't. Who was almost blacklisted?
Avery Wilson.
Girl, he ain't done nothing to nobody but sing. The only threat he is to those who.
But see, Savon, you have to understand. We personally love music, so it don't matter where it comes from.
But some people can't.
Some people can't separate the foolishness.
But who really mad? So you mean to tell me because? And he didn't say that he was either or, actually. Did he?
He said he was bisexual.
Okay, so bitch, he's giving us all opportunities. Bitch, everybody's open up their purse, baby. He's an equal opportunist. There's nobody left behind. Meaning he is open to all possibilities. So why are you tripping? If anything, if you told me you were straight, bitch, well, let me keep my gay ass coin to myself then, because I ain't even got no fucking chance with you, girl. Like, it's the direct opposite. Like, I don't get it. And then on the flip side, you want to argue, well, why they stay in the closet? Just be yourself, bitch. I would hit you upside the head with that make-believe flip-flop that man was making to put them goddamn socks on for you saying that foolish-ass statement, girl.
Right. Absolutely.
Because when they come out as their authentic self, look what happens.
Foolishness.
Ooh. And I heard somebody on a podcast, I'm not going to say her name because y'all might know who she
is. Ooh, Bambi,
she was talking about how she was talking about the guy from Family Matters. And I guess he is allegedly dating Tori Hart. And she was
Tori Hart, girl, ex.
I guess she's dating old boy from Family Matters. And the girl was like, well, first of all, we're not going to talk about all of the, you know, domestic violence cases he has with all his exes. She said, and it's not funny, but she said, first of all, he was caught in the DMs of, what's old girl's name?
Who was she or her or him?
Him, he was caught in the DMs of, damn it, what is Shauna Brooks's friend?
Shauna Brooks,
her friend,
Star Malone.
No, T. It's not T. S. Star. What is her name? Anyway, he was caught in her DMs, and she said, first of all, I can't follow behind nobody who messed with somebody who's transitioned. Girl, I wanted to come through that goddamn radio and punch her face in. It wasn't like she needed much work. She was already ugly as fuck. I'm like, what kind of shit is that? Like, you don't know who, nah, let me leave alone.
You know what? We may need to have a conversation about that, because I don't understand why is it so hard once a person figures out because that a person's bisexual or whatever the case may be, why is it so hard for them to allow a person just to be who they are? And then so many of them, let's just be honest, when, especially in the Black community, when you have a heartthrob that is doing their thing, like let's take Tone, for instance. When Tone, before Tone came out and said that he was gay, this, that, and the third, Tone was everywhere. Everybody loved him. As soon as he said that he was gay, they took and they dropped him like a hot biscuit. So that just shows you right there that this humanization of people saying that, you know, with the music industry, and not only the music industry, but with the church folks, you know, if it's something that they can't stand behind, they take and they drop it because they don't want to be associated with it. And I just feel like that's mad crazy.
The star name was Darius McCreary. That's the one from Family Matters.
Well, when you do that show, I want to definitely come on.
All we got to do is just set it up and get it together some type of way.
Sydney Starr, is that her name, Sydney Starr?
Probably. Sydney
Starr? Yeah. Yeah, I think her and Shonda Brooks was cool at one time.
So he was flirting, trying to get at Sydney Starr or whatever. And she was like, first of all, when he did that, he never got, I would have never gone behind that. I was like, behind what, girl?
I don't get it with people. And then, anyway, that's
you. I sent you her name so you can, you know, check her out in the private chat, girl. But I ain't gonna give her that energy out here on these streets, because you know.
Gotcha. Well, speaking of overcoming different things, this next young man that we're gonna take a look at is a master pianist that he took and he taught himself. He was only born with three fingers.
He taught himself master pianist,
which is a piano player.
Oh,
I said it's Sunday.
The Lord's Day.
I got something for you, Savon.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Leave the penis alone.
My God today.
Leave the penis alone.
Okay, Zyla. Yeah.
Come on, Zyla. Go ahead. Yes. Say what?
Go ahead. I was just doing that to be extra, girl.
Well, what's new?
Well, there's one and two
right.
Here we go.
Yeah, me extra, girl.
That's my niece.
It's me extra, honey.
Come on, niece.
Okay, here you go.
And this is the thing, the emotion is what it is. There's people that know how to play piano very well, but they can't do the emotional part right.
Can't deliver
and that baby way. And that baby's doing the emotional part right and hitting the keys right.
Cause that touched my soul.
Tell me what you can't do. Cause he just showed you what you can do if you just try to have a little faith and a little passion behind you. You can do anything.
Right. And that's the thing. People want to sit up there, and I've shared it with people, and Savon will be the first one to tell you I don't see it. But even with me, people can sit and say what they want to say. If where there's a will, there's a way that you take and you can get accomplished and work through anything. You do not have to let whatever your disability or what you think is a disability define who you are as a person. So all these people out here with the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and saying that I can't do this, I can't do that. Take one step forward and the universe, your whoever you believe in, the universe, God, Christ, whoever you believe in is going to help you take another step. But you've got to be the one to take that first step.
Amen. When there is a wig, there is a way.
Come on, wig and away.
When there is a wig, there is a way.
Speaking of wigs, and there's a way.
It's God.
It don't move my hair. It don't move. It don't move my hair. It don't move. You hear what I'm telling you? My hair. It don't move my hair. My hair. My hair. It don't move.
I'm mad at them because they done already took that girl track and already put it out there.
They did.
That's from what's her name?
Super Glue Girl.
I know who it is. Miss Girl.
Super Glue Girl.
Gorilla Glue Girl.
Yep.
But wait a minute. That was a bop though.
Mm-mm. It was. That was a nice beat. That's a good evil beat.
Play it again. I want to hear the whole version.
My heart. Yeah, play it again.
You said play it again.
Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
It don't move my hair. It don't move. It don't move my hair. It don't move. You hear what I'm telling you? My hair. It don't move my hair. My hair. My hair. It don't move my hair.
Hey. Oh,
that's the baby for me.
This way that y'all see my baby hairs on that dog, baby.
Yes. I was screaming.
It's the angle for me too.
It's the angle. She knew exactly what angle to pick.
And did you see the end? The baby went knock knee, bitch.
Yes. Not knock knee.
My head. It was in the end. Look at the end. She was knock knee.
It was
knock knee. Pigeon toe.
Knock knee and pigeon toe.
It don't move my hair.
Savon, have you ever had a situation that someone might have tried to steal something from you at work as far as food or whatever?
Girl,
and you just had to set them up?
Because you never know who listening. Nope. I plead the fifth. It wasn't me. Bitch, but that was good. I saw that.
Oh!
I saw that.
And
well, bitch, that's what you get, huh?
What you get.
Y'all know I'm ignorant, so, bitch, that's what you get. Don't touch my shit. No more.
Won't be doing that no more. Not we.
HR want to see me and...
Right.
Now, I'm probably going to get fired for doing that to you, but you going to get fired for fucking with folks' food, girl. I told you to stay out my shit, and I knew it was your fat funky. Well, she wasn't even fat. I knew it was your trifling ass anyway. It's always you.
I feel like it's that you need taste. That you talking to someone.
I don't want a video of that.
All they want to say is hashtag the shits.
Well, speaking of hashtag the shits.
Not the shit.
We'll be right back after this. You are taking me through. We'll be right back. Don't forget to go out support at pastasugar.com.
Leave it alone.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. We got a couple more, y'all, and we're going to get ready to get out of here because, you know, we're trying to keep it in a certain frame, time frame, and everything like that. But, you know, just one for the good old auntie that, you know, can throw down and cook.
Did y'all say my name?
Yes. We got
to. Yes.
I thought I heard somebody say something.
Yes, auntie.
Don't hurt them.
Come on, favorite auntie.
Hey.
America's favorite auntie. Yes. Speaking of, yes, you thank God. Well, we thank God with you too.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, come on. I'm ready to have church. Glory to God. So, Apasante Koramandele Bekutarabahai. God, I feel the Tiki Mandele Besu. You better come on here, Jesus.
You better come on in here, Jesus.
Tiki.
Come on in the room.
Tiki.
Tiki.
Speaking of coming on in the room, some things that men tell you, well, this is a list of different things that you might not have known. Just take a listen.
If you stop aging right now, it will probably take you a couple years to realize the purpose of a lock is to turn a door into a wall. Your car keys have traveled farther than your car has. Do you think someone has ever said, "Where are you?" in sign language? Why doesn't glue stick to the inside of the bottle? No matter how hard you pinch the skin on your elbow, it will never hurt.
Never.
I'm glad y'all hosts are doing it. That's what I'm.
Why does he look like? Why does he look like? Why does he look like that singer?
I know who you're talking about, Gideon.
No, not Gideon. The one from Star and what is his name?
Oh, Luke James.
Yes, he gives me Luke James tease just a little bit.
I'm just trying to figure out why.
It don't
hurt. You can feel purr and pinch his butt.
I want to know who his weed man is.
Why do you know that, first of all?
Girl, because he was on Weed Girl and he was smoking.
That is one of those conversations you have with yourself when you smoking weed and stuff like that. You think about, like, why my elbow, why the skin when I pinch it, I never feel it.
You can pinch it as much as you want to, but if you take and you hit that hole, it's going to hurt like a motherfucker.
I swear.
That's why they call it a
funny
bone.
A few minutes, too.
Right, right. You be ready to beat everybody up. And whatever you took and just hit it with, you be ready to shut it all down. Ooh. Lily, tell them a little bit about Pass the Sugar.
Well, Pass the Sugar is my little online boutique and styling services. I'm actually working on doing the revamp right now, but because I have a lot going on, but some new changes are coming. But it's basically I do virtual styling services, and I do it from a genderqueer perspective, which means I don't assign gender to style. Like, I don't believe that clothes have a gender. You look good at what you look good in, whether it be whatever traditional society labels as male or female. All that don't matter, honey, because you can rock whatever you want to rock. So I'm here to help you turn your wardrobe. If you're trying to figure out what to do with your current wardrobe, if you need ideas or suggestions on what to put in your wardrobe, I am here. And because COVID-Nisha is filling these streets, I am doing virtual services. So you can meet me in your living room, your bedroom. I'm not going to recommend the bathroom, but, you know, let's keep it, you know, PG, you know. You ain't got to put on no, well, you do got to wear clothes, but at least a shirt or something, you know.
Shirt and underwear, please.
Your pajamas, underwear, as long as you don't see them. I am available for video conferencing to help you with your wardrobe needs. Mm. And hopefully once these COVID-Nisha's gets her act under control, I'll be back out in these streets with y'all, helping y'all out. For those who are in the industry doing, you know, need special services, photo shoots, video shoots, all of that stuff, I do offer that as well. And that can be virtual as well if need be. So hit me up at www.passthesugarda.com.
That's www.passthesugarda.com. Yes.
Support my sibling, please. Thanks.
I got like one more, maybe two, and then we're gonna get ready to get out of here. So does everybody remember this outfit right here? And you know, all of the grandmothers and everything, they had how many children's?
Okay,
and they had this same little house smock. Hell, my mama got one of those now. She got like five
house smock.
My mama got probably like 12 of them. My mama called it a house smock.
Girl, that was a full on set gown for them, honey. It wasn't no smock, baby.
That was the nightgown.
And you had them curlers in your head, girl, and you was making good butter biscuits.
Thank you for being a friend.
And guess what? She had about 5 or 10 kids because they didn't keep granddaddy off her.
At all, because as long as she had a punine girl, he was there.
Well, yeah. Speaking of keeping grandpa off of them, grandma arrested for slapping granddaughter with slipper. Police says she's mad because she about to do it again.
She sure is.
Get out. Yes, she is.
Girl, let me tell you something. I get it. But let my niece call the police on my mama.
Okay.
Even though I did it, let her call the police on my mama. First of all, she won't do it again. My mama is not scared of the police. She'll beat your ass in front of them.
Okay.
And then when you get back, because they're going to keep you long. They're not going to remove you from the house immediately. When you get back, I'm going to beat your ass.
Right.
I've never heard of
that. I'm going to be in jail.
Grandma? If you made grandma mad, you know you did something wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Especially if she took off her good house slipper to slap you with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The grandchild is petty.
Or probably it was that slipper that she's been using for.
Yep, Breezy Breeze. We call them moo-moos. We call them moo-moos.
Yes, the moo-moos.
It's probably that good slipper that she's been using for a couple of years. That she
you
went,
know it.
And you ain't buy her a new slipper yet. She beat your side.
You know it, and that's that one that probably got a little bit of fish grease or chicken grease into it because they be making biscuits and stuff with them ones to be sliding across there.
And see, here's the thing. You know, sometimes they be on disability and stuff like that, and certain things, you know, they get arrested, that could affect their disability. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Like,
don't be doing grandmama like that. I want to beat that child up. I don't know what she did, but I'm ready to fight her.
Here on the Jasmine Divine channel, we do not condone violence. However, we do condone butt whooping.
He's chicken.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean fight like physically because I don't want to mess with the YouTube terms and community guidelines. I mean like emotionally fight her.
Anyways. Like he's fighting that pasta right now.
Girl, listen, this is not a fight. I am winning. I'm killing it. The funeral will be Tuesday at 2 p.m.
Without pre-flush.
Oh.
The funeral. The funeral.
That's the repast.
You got to do the pre-flush.
Oh, girl. Good night.
That's what we call the wake.
We're going into the wake right now, right?
The repast is when you need the pre-plunge.
Well, speaking of pre-plunging.
That's a good one,
right. It was it's his facial expressions to me,
baby. Right. Why is he always ashy is what I want to know.
He's not ashy, he's just blue.
If I could go off camera any further, I would.
He's not ashy. Sometimes when
I'm
you
not
are
nice,
sometimes you coming for the core now.
No shade. But you know when you have that, just no like shade. When you have that new blue black, like there's no ash there. He looked very moisturizing and rich.
It's the shade. Does he?
Yes.
He looks very moisturized.
Mm-hmm. Put your threes in the chat, please.
Please.
Y'all shady as fuck.
Are we having?
He looks very moisturized.
He does.
Are we having a Now she went to
the
Did she pull it? Okay.
Girl, satin is not dry.
But he is.
He's not dry. Ooh. He's moisturized. And don't do him like that.
That's a hard working man.
You know what? You know what it is. Mm-mm. I'm gonna tell y'all, she gonna kill me. It's them, it's, you know, them light skinned folk. That's what they think anyway.
Girl,
okay, they don't want to see the colors.
When you real dark, they always try to call you ashy.
Always.
It's the light skin for me.
It is, you know, hey, but what's mm-hmm.
Y'all can't see Jasmine because y'all were
counting this on the podcast. That's why Jasmine be calling us the colors.
It's the paper bag.
But if you guys listening to the podcast, if you actually go over to youtube.com/Jasmine Divine, you will see how light skinned she is.
Oh,
not light skinned.
Please use some lotion.
If you need oils, make sure you go to Liquid Burns. They have body oils.
Right. Yeah, come on, Liquid Burns.
Yes,
I just want to say that the color shall overcome.
And that banana clip, baby. That's that auntie that you want to be around. I love her. She's been rocking this hairstyle since 1988.
You know she got good breast support. You know she got good breast support because she ain't moving.
Did you say 1988?
She's been wearing that same hairstyle since I was in eighth grade. Mm-hmm.
You know what?
You know she is that. That's that auntie that you know that's gonna come to the church and gonna shut it all the way down.
She do her own hair, honey. She's minimalistic, baby. She will beat your ass with a flip-flop, too, but she will also love you down with a good verse.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she was moving, y'all, it was like a well-oiled line.
Machine.
Everything was being prepped, and she was moving, and you couldn't hear it in her breath. Like, girl, let me try to sing and walk up the steps.
That ain't easy to do, girl. That ain't easy to do, honey.
Oh, I rise up.
Yeah, she was very much breath supported. The only thing that she wasn't supported on is on her high notes a little bit. Just look.
What you not gonna do? You're not gonna do that. What you not, Simon?
The light skins are doing it again.
Oh my god.
Oh,
Simonisha Cowell, what you won't do? It's Aunt Loretta like that. You won't do her like that.
Y'all gonna leave Aunt Loretta alone.
You surely is. You keep on, she ain't gonna send you no play home next Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You keep fucking with her.
At all.
You know,
go send you some potatoes.
You know, we always want her plate.
Right.
So it behooves me whenever people are trying to start conversations and it goes like this.
Somebody who don't know how to talk to you, so they just try to make conversation. They be asking you dumb shit like,
your birthday still in January?
Yes, it is. My birthday is still in January.
Your mama still be cooking that baked rotisserie chicken?
She's still alive. She still cooks the baked rotisserie chicken.
Your brother still cut hair off Dr. Martin?
What the fuck? Yes, yes. Listen up, if you gotta make conversation, just skip me. Conversation does not need ingredients. It's not a dinner. You don't have to prepare it. How about just walking up and say, how you doing? You look blessed. How's the family? And that ain't the part that behooved me. What behooved me was, some of them will ask you the same question in a different format.
So your mama still put the chicken in the slow roast and then it bake itself?
She still makes a rotisserie. What do your mama do? Huh?
Now I gotta sit there with the I'm really interested face. I'm not gonna talk to you about my mama's chicken for 30 minutes, sir. Really?
Well, it was good talking to you. Tell your brother I might come by Martin Luther King, get my hair cut. And if I don't see you by the time of your birthday, happy birthday. Oh, and tell your mama if she's still selling them plates, I'm gonna come and get some baked chicken.
Okay. Bart.
What did he say? I'm still there. I'm still there. I ain't listening.
That's
not
right there,
man.
I do that too.
I fuck up shit. And no shade. I was trying not to be shady, girl, but I was looking at his forehead.
I was looking at the hairline too. I know he used to have those cute. Does he still sell those really cute man units?
That's a man unit he got on.
He still. He actually has a male unit line, and they're really nice.
Y'all on Spotify and Anchor and everywhere else that this podcast is gonna be at, if y'all was to see everybody's faces when she just asked, was he still youtube.com/JasmineDivine and you will see this, baby.
Now they make me seem so bad. When y'all see the visuals, y'all know that I'm just the sweetest person. It makes me sound so bad. Like, it's the production. I blame production. Production is editing this shit like this. I'm not at like that. It's production. I blame Jasmine's production. We ain't girl. Production is okay. It's production. Everybody else blames production.
I blame production too. StreamYard.
I blame production.
Oh my goodness.
Speaking of blaming someone, child, we're finna get ready to get off of here. I'd like to thank each and every one of y'all for coming in and enjoying the show with us this evening. Don't forget, on each and every Saturday night, we do the Saturday Night Social, which is on the Savon 111 channel on YouTube. So if you go and looking up on YouTube, it's youtube.com/Savon, which is spelled Savon 111. We're finna get ready to get up out of here. I'm going to run her commercial through here, and then we're going to have final thoughts, y'all. Yes.
I know you need another YouTube show like you need another bad lace install. Join us Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for the Savon Experience.
It's that is 2007.
Starring Savon, Shukwansha, and Miss Jasmine Devine.
Why are they so cute?
Damn it, Shukwansha, be professional. Join us this Saturday, 8 p.m. on YouTube.
Yes. So, thank y'all for coming in. Y'all could have been anywhere else, but y'all was with me. So I thank y'all for being here with us. As I always do, Lily, you're up first, sweetie.
Well, I just want to say a very, very happy Mother's Day to everybody, specifically to Mother Devine and Auntie Savon, who has been so tremendous and teaches us, the young ones in the community, just over all of us, just really how to be ourselves authentically and just give authentic love. So a very, very special happy Mother's Day to Mother Devine and Auntie Savon. Make sure you go out and support their channels, as well as my sibling channel, Xylence. You can find me on www.passdasuga.com. Make sure you hit that like button and go out and join these phenomenal people's channels, sweetie, because listen, they are giving you great content that you're not going to find anywhere else. Good night, all, and have a fabulous week.
All right, Love Muffin, hold on for just one second. The one and only Zion artist, sweetie, you have the floor.
Hello, everyone. You guys can find me on my channel as Zion Artist. New videos will be coming out, like we said before, on Tuesdays and Fridays. I'm actually uploading my stuff as right now because I just got finished editing some things. So stay tuned for that. Also, I've been formulating some things to give you guys some new stuff on my channel, so it's not going to be the same old stuff. Again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the chat, be it by blood or be it by just by having the motherly instincts. I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mother, Miss Jasmine Devine, and my auntie, Savon. So other than that, and also make sure you guys follow, check out my siblings' business. Make sure y'all do that, girl, because we got to make sure that once COVID is done, everybody's out here stunting on hoes. So do that, and I'll see y'all later.
All right, Love Muffin, hold on just 1 second. Savon, girl, we done did it again. Oops, yeah. We did it again. We yes, played God. With your heart, got lost in the game. But before we get out of here, oh, I just want you to share a little bit of some of your thoughts about, I just lost the thought. Anyway, we finished. Go ahead and show Kicking It With Lyric, and then we're going to get ready to get out of here. Because I had a whole thing that I was just going to say to you, Chad. It just done ran across my brain. Like,
well, maybe it'll come back to you.
Hopefully it will. Hold on 1 second. Muffin, you have the floor to speak on whatever you would like, and don't be corny like you and acting crazy, girl. I want you to just be Savon. I just want you to be Savon, because you know I'm feeling this whole new where you I don't know what part of the mansion that you in right now. It looks like you're in the studio's lounge, you know. So just give us a little taste of Savon.
So I'm at this house that I broke into. I mean, I'm sorry that I'm sitting for the week. and I'm just here, and I'm just gonna, you know, record a little bit before I take the TVs off the wall and take their jewelry.
Looks like an 80-inch.
You know, you want that? You got dibs on it? I got
sure.
You.
Thank you.
Y'all can find me on YouTube, The Savon Experience, Instagram, The Savon Experience, Facebook, The Savon Experience. You can also Google The Savon Experience Podcast to find where you can find my shows also via podcast. For those who, you know what, I'm not sitting there watching no show for an hour or something, but you listen, you want to listen as you walk, as you thrust your rust or whatever you do. Listen and tune in. And also, you will definitely find Miss Jasmine Devine on the show. This past Saturday, we talked about a topic, human sexuality, and why folks change when they get a man. And we talked about both views. We talked about from the person who has a new boo perspective, and also as the friend of the person who has the new boo, and just kind of broke down why we think people change and give different perspectives. So it was a really good conversation. Lyric Official from Kicking It With Lyric was on the show. And we also showcased our girl. Y'all know her as Tasha the Gemini, but some of us know her as La La the Voice, honey. And she had a song, Get I, or has a song, Get I, that we showcased. So that's all I got to say, girl. Happy Sunday. I hope you all had fun and you were entertained.
Well, girl, officially, it's been a year and 2 months since we've been involved with this whole Covenisha situation.
Oh, my God.
And all girl. Of us have evolved very, very much differently, you know. Yes. And I just want to take the time out to say I'm appreciative of the love and support that you've shown me because, you know, girl, you didn't have to take and pour into me, but you helped pour into me, and I'm appreciative of that. And whenever it's Mother's Day, you know, even though you're technically not my mother, you are a person that I look up in that aspect because you have showed me some things and we've kept things. So I have to give you your flowers while you're still here, too. So thank you for that. Thank you for the one and only T.S. Madison for giving us a roadmap on how to take and handle this thing.
I just want to thank God for blessing us pouring into us enough that we have enough overflow. That's what we learned last night. Mm-hmm. We have enough overflow to share with others.
You know what? That's very powerful. Mm-hmm. And thank Shots you for saying it to, like that. Because,
yeah,
you know, a lot of us that has are scared to give.
Yeah.
And, you know, even though we're small in number right now, but we're mighty in influence. Mm. And that's something that I have been, that is something that I have learned. And I'm walking in that, you know, and as much as I can bless the next person, I'm going to do it.
Yep.
You know, I don't want to stop. Not only I do not want to stop my blessings, but I don't want to stunt someone else's from growing, you know, and we all have seeds in the ground that we're waiting for them to grow and manifest. So when mm-hmm. we get to that point, so I said all that to say this, and I don't know if Madison will ever see this, but I want to tell both of y'all that thank y'all for pouring into my life. You know, Madison has been a pivotal in our community and has fought for a lot of our rights. And you behind the scenes have showed me so much, and we have learned and taught each other so much by mm-hmm. doing this. And not only that, but the nights that we were trying to get that little or something that you know, that we set up until 2 and 3 o'clock mm-hmm. in the morning, and you had to be back up at 6:30. I had to be back up at 6:30. And anyway, long story short, thank you for having that drive and showing a newbie, you know, that, you know, there's still someone out there that can, that's there to help show the younger girls how to come through, and not necessarily in age, but the younger girls behind us, like in the video editing and the way things look. So thank you for that. And thank you to everyone. A special shouts out to, you know, Keel Granny. Let me go through this, because I don't want to be insensitive to anyone, so I want to do this the right way. Special shouts out to Nivea for being there, to my girl Miss Sly Williams. Every platform that we've been on, she always comes through and she always supports, and I'm appreciative of that. Miss, look back at it, Leslie, baby. Leslie, you done came through and you done shut it down. You done showed us what an African queen can take and do. And I know I'm a little long-winded tonight, y'all, but I got to do this the way that it's laid on my heart to take and do it. So, Breezy Bree, every platform that I have, you're there. You know, my
Breezy Bree, one of three.
My Jatari, because you know I used to jack up your name,
girl. You would mess up that baby's name
backwards and forth, and he knows it was from love. It wasn't from me trying to do it on purpose. Every platform I have, you're a part of. Every show that I've done, that, you know, I'm at someone else's platform, y'all show up and show out, and I'm very much grateful for it. Miss 305, baby, I jack up the first name, so I just always call you my 305. Everywhere I'm go, you're there with me. Tony, thank you for being in the house with me. Bam. I can't say enough about the Bam. The Bam, when I was in Texas, showed up and showed out and tried to make sure that I was straight the whole entire time I was in Texas. So I'm appreciative of that. And you don't get people that's a part of your life. And what can I say about my babies? My Zyla Artist and my Lee Lee. Them two right there will be in the comments and will fight for your life, baby. They will give you complete, and it's genuine that you take in, and it's hard to take and find people that's actually there and want to see you succeed. Even the ones that done came through, left, done came through and left. Thank you for Coco. Thank you for Go-Go. Thank you for a D Star. Thank you for Mr. 6'8". I mean, I'm appreciative of all of them. It's no tea, no shade. It's just being real. My royalty king forever, baby. I love you. Thank you so very much. And my newbies, like my new babies, thank you all for coming in here. And the one and only, I call him my Lyric Official. And y'all, what is his real name?
It's that Lyric Official.
Okay, because what I normally say, I normally say something.
That's what you always call them.
Yes, my Lyric Official. And my new Tasha the Gemini, that my baby, I just love her so much, but I call her my chocolate beauty, my black beauty. That is my black beauty. And I'm learning to love up on my Onyx. You know, it's been a while since I done had them youngins, but you know, we're gonna take and do what we gotta do. And thank youngin. You. Yes, and thank you, Keego Granny, for showing love and support all the way from Detroit, Michigan. But you know, thank you all for coming and being a part of this. And, you know, people have to learn. You have to take and give people flowers while they're still alive and they're able to take and smell them. And if they're not able to smell them. And thank you, Chi-Chi, for having the platform where we all met. Thank you, Madison, for being the beginning of it. But thank you, Chi-Chi. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of that. Not only that, Nivea, girl, you know, I got you, girl. You know, and I'm sorry if I missed you. I didn't mean to miss you if I did. Apostle D-Lo, you was a part of it, too. The Anthony Brown Show, you was a part of it, too. So thank you all for being a part of my journey. I thank you all. I said I'll have to say this. I think I may be taking a break from the cool down. I got to do some revamping. I want to get my stuff to where I want it to be. So probably by the end of the month, I'm going to take a small week break so I can get that together. And then I'm going to come back a little bit differently. But just letting y'all know in advance, it's going to be
the emotional roller coaster you just took us on for me. How you going to say all that and then say,
I mean, y'all know every time I take a small break, y'all know every time I take a small break, I come back stronger. I gotta do this. Mm. I gotta do this. And I'm going to come back a little bit stronger. And everyone that is a part of my members only will go into what? She just sandwiched us.
Nivea said like you just sandwiched us like a job review. Good, bad, good. She did. She went very corporate on you. I just thought it and I wasn't going to say nothing. But since you did, that's why I went off camera when she started. I was
I know they got something to say. So let me go ahead and hear it.
That girl.
What?
Let me go ahead and hear it. Let me be quiet. I'm going to have
my taco that I brought early. I'm about to eat it.
Girl, I'm under my damn business, girl. I ain't that.
Girl, Nivea said the way that she just gave her reviews back on everybody, like she was, like she sandwiched them, like she was doing a job review.
All I heard was my contract was new, so we good.
Right. Oh. Right, I know my contract. We need 2 chairs.
Have y'all got them in the email yet, though? But speaking of getting them in the email,
I'm leaving y'all.
Y'all see how she do the color?
I am leaving y'all.
Right.
Y'all
see
how she do the colors. I'm to do the paper bag test, but speaking of the paper bag test, thank y'all all for coming in and being here with me. On a serious note, it may not be. I may just try to go ahead and do it throughout the week since I don't have a show throughout the week and then just keep Sundays going because I love doing Sundays. It gives me opportunity, even though Zylan want to take my phone. And I feel like Zylan and Savon is going to come down here and take my phone from me.
We're going to have your phone now.
I actually enjoy it. So I act shocked and amazed online, but you know, I'll be feeding into that shit.
It was the rat in the oven for
and
me.
She does, but I'm still taking it.
It was that's the speaking of rats, and then she showed my niece fucking video. I was like, it behooved me.
It was a shade was of like, it all for me, girl.
Wait a minute. What you ain't gonna do?
It was the shade of it all.
But everyone in my members only, we will be having a deeper conversation and discussion about a couple of things. So y'all just be prepared for a girls talk. I don't know what day this week we're going to do it, but we're going to do one. Tuesday night, where we will be getting back to somewhat of a regular routine. Tuesday night will be the return of the Night of Shade. I'm alternating it between chats with Divine, so it's not all come back together. Just, you know, give us a little bit of a chat, rotation between the three shows. So, one Tuesday is going to be that. It's going to be two shows, Tuesdays of the Chat with Divine and one show of the Night of Night of Shade, Mukbang with a Night or with a Touch of Shade or whatever. Anyway, thank y'all all for coming here, being here with us. I don't went over where I wanted to be, but I just had to get that out of the way. And y'all have an absolute amazing day. And God only made one you. If you're not you, who the hell else can you be? Until then, my evolutionaries, love y'all. Have a great day. Tell me pretty lies, look me in the face, tell me that you love me.